Welcome today to Adrian Underhill. I'm Christian Ziplady of DeveloPod. And thanks for tuning in again. So I'm asking Adrian, who's at IoTEFL 2018 in Brighton, of course, a little bit about professional development. Thanks so much for joining in again. Here's Adrian. Adrian, welcome.
Hello. Thank you very much. Nice to be talking to you.
Great to have you, Adrian. Can you tell us a little bit about why you've come to IoTEFL and where you are in terms of your own professional development, if that's not too assuming of me?
Well, I come to IoTEFL partly because I have come to every IoTEFL bar about two for the last 40 years, and partly as regards my development. Well, everything is my development, and I'm, as always, in the middle of it and never will get to the end of it. But to be learning is to be human, and to be human is to be learning. So it's the only way forward is learning.
I agree, most definitely. Can you tell us why you came to IoTEFL 2018? Perhaps more specifically, were there any specific reasons?
Well, I have enjoyed very much the plenary sessions, particularly that of Dorothy Zemach yesterday, which was about publishing, and I thought it was very revealing and very well received by all the people there. Very, very interesting indeed. And I also went to a super talk by Steve Brown on emancipatory ELT. And I very much believe in whatever we do, having a higher purpose for doing it and not just offering the product. So I would like us as language teachers to be offering a bigger vision than just speaking English.
Really wise words. I remember my first teacher in the industry, at least, if I may interject, and she was my Trinity Cert Titel trainer. Wonderful lady. A little bit eccentric, but hey, she liked her rock music and she brought that into the classroom in the communicative days, right? And she gave us one message and she said, remember you're an English teacher, and be careful that you don't go beyond that. You don't start proselytizing. You don't bring too much into your lesson about environmentalism or about rock music, and you know, don't bring in religion, of course, and because these are sensitive topics, and you are an English teacher, that's your job. But things have changed. Things have changed, and there's been such a turnaround. Yeah.
Oh, no, that's really important. Things have changed, and of course we should be careful not to upset or offend people, but most certainly we should be getting people to be talking about what's important to them, giving them a choice, of course, of what they talk about. But there is so much going on in the world that we can't afford to spend time learning language and talking about what doesn't matter. We can use that language learning time to talk about what matters to everybody. And the more we talk about what's important, the more we may have a chance of getting somewhere.
Yeah, I agree, most definitely. And everything matters to different people, right? Yeah.
That's true. But I think it's also fairly well shown and known that when we talk about what has meaning for us, we are more likely to remember and to learn the language that we're using. So that's helped significant learning.
Yes, exactly, in terms of deep learning and processing. Thank you, Adrian. Let's move on to the next question. So what were your expectations when you came to the conference? If you can remember the first day, it's a few days ago now and so much has happened. What were your expectations there in terms of your own PD, your own professional development?
Well, I always come with a great sense of excitement because I love learning, and I love learning about just about anything. I mean, I think when I find myself learning, I feel, that's what I'm for. You know, I feel more human, more myself when I'm actually learning. And if I may just wax a little philosophical, I kind of feel that learning is for humans what evolution is for nature. In other words, learning is the bit of evolution that we do. It's the urge of evolution expressed through humans in the few years we're around. So I feel that learning links directly to the urge for evolution.
And how much evolution has happened, do you think, to us at the conference?
Yeah, cool. That's a good question. How much evolution has taken place in the conference? Well, the first day, it was really good because I went to PCE, which was the Teacher Development Group, and the Leadership and Management SIG. And that blended together really well. It was a kind of seamless blend, and the two just told one really perfect story together. I found that extremely exciting, and we had people with really useful experience in the blend of what leadership and management is required for teacher development and the other way around, talking from different places and different experiences. But all of that was relevant to everyone. I found that a really exciting day, and it was a good venue, and it was well facilitated, so that was a lovely start.
Thank you. What have you been most inspired to do so far from the conference, and what has inspired you the most?
I was very interested to hear Steve Brown talking about ELT, English for Emancipatory Teaching, or some title like that. And he, like many others, asking the question, a really good question, when you're doing whatever you're doing, who is benefiting from it? And we look immediately and we can see, well, maybe the student and maybe me, the teacher, and maybe the owners of the organization and the shareholders, if there are any, and the sellers of the course book. But what else is going on? You know, what else is going on behind the scenes? Go into the book exhibition. Pick up a book and say, have you got any book that clearly mentions gays and queer living and so on? Or have you got any books, which do not imply or propose neoliberal economics? Dig behind the assumptions that are in everything. And that's what we need to do, because we're smart people. We're dealing with language. We should be digging into the buried messages and not just being purveyors of all those buried messages.
But that takes a long time to get to in terms of language learning, right? It takes a long time for the learner to get to that point where all of these, the matrix of information that person needs to process information comes together in a whole.
It takes a long time for the language learner to get there, maybe, but the teachers should be already there.
But are they? Are we all perfect in terms of our understanding? Are we all perfect in terms of our conveyance of meaning?
No, we aren't, because we too are collaborators, unaware collaborators of what I see as the neoliberal economic machine, where 90% of the population is working to the benefit of 10%.
Interesting.
Since there is not a particularly given topic to talk about, we have an enormous possibility in language learning to use the fact that we've got to talk about something in worthwhile ways. And I don't think we do that. We search around for so-called communicative activities, and we tell someone to ask his neighbor to do pair work and ask them who cooks the best pasta in their family, which does practice language, but it doesn't really practice meaning.
It doesn't practice meaning, exactly. And it doesn't... It's not true, it's not authentic, exactly.
Not authentic.
And the students know that on some level.
They know that.
And it's dispiriting, yeah.
And they're good boys and girls, so they play the game. And so that game does not have meaning, and that therefore that lack of meaning does not have grip on the memory synapses.
Exactly. And something like, I'm not necessarily an advocate of this, but something like task-based learning, if done in the more pure way at least, where you don't interject too much language, or any language perhaps beforehand, is the true proponent of that, if you like, the model of that, because the student has to cope with what they have, and then they really try to convey the meaning.
Exactly, and in fact, one of the things that was interesting for me was the talk I did with Ros Young and Piers Messam on the first day, and our title was, Language is for Self-Expression Before It Is for Communication. And we were trying to argue we can all notice a difference between self-expression and communication, and that language is primarily for self-expression. And we're already used to that, because as teachers we often find that classes that go well are the ones where people are really beginning to say something worthwhile, or we have a good conversation class. You know.
Sorry, but is it for self-expression or understanding the ultimate aim of language?
Self-expression is what urges us in the end to speak. Perhaps if we go back a long, long way to the evolution of language, to get out something that was in us to say. Sure, occasionally communication is important, and we know today that you can have communication occasionally without self-expression, like in a railway station. But for the most part, it's self-expression that comes first.
I'd like to ask finally, from this conference particularly, what have you been most inspired to do in terms of developing? And you as the agent?
What resonates for me is that it's one thing to do something, but it's a second and greater thing to have a real purpose for doing that. And for me, as an advisor to language schools, for example, I would like to... It reinforces my wish to help schools not just to teach English very well and to show that they teach English very well, but to have a bigger purpose that is contributory to global situation, which they clearly live, not just a vision they say, but a vision they can. carry out and do that younger people can really identify with and say, yeah, that's important. I'll go and learn English there.
Really interesting. Yeah. My dedication, if you like, my vision within at least this developpod is to really reach out to teachers of all descriptions. And I think we're all teachers. You've shown us that today. There's a teacher in everybody. And hopefully I can show that in my own small way at the conference.
And all of us must do that, because all teachers, all of you listening, should remember that you are very important people. You are VIPs. The world's in a mess. It needs changing. Learning is the only way out. And teachers are some of the agents of that. So we need to get on with it.
Where do you find your strength as a teacher?
Learning. And the enjoyment of being with people.
Yeah. And that's the same for me in terms of a lesson. What's the true mark of a good lesson? And that is enjoyment, engagement of the student.
Yeah.
And learning. And those two things are ultimately the most important, because otherwise they're going to walk out of that door.
Cool.
Thank you very much,
okay,
Adrian.
My pleasure.